Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day. Hello, everyone. This is Deb. I'm so excited to welcome you to a new series that we're doing here at the Help Club for Moms, and it's called Prayers for a Mother's Day. These are short prayers that you can pray and just help you to think about different things that you can pray for your family, get your heart thinking about prayer, and it's just an easy way to learn different prayers that you can pray for yourself, for your marriage, if you're married, for your children, for your home, for your life. So I'm going to talk today about a prayer for our words, but I'm going to open us up in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for my dear one listening today. I just love her so much. And Lord, I pray that today that she would learn something that she would remember for the rest of her life. Holy Spirit, you know what she's going through. You know the things that are going on in her life. And Lord, I pray that you would just teach her something that she can really apply to her family today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says that your tongue has the power of life and death. When you look up the word life in Strong's Concordance, one of the meanings is reviving of the springtime. Isn't that beautiful? Your words can revive like springtime the places in your life that feel dormant and lifeless. You can start speaking life today and seeing new growth in your life and relationships. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, please help me to learn to talk to my husband and children in a way that draws them closer to me. Help me to speak life to my family today. And I wanted to talk about this for just a minute. I was blown away when I looked in the Blue Letter Bible. It's a wonderful app. You can go to a scripture and then you can click on the scripture and then click the button that says, I think it's called Interlinear Concordance. And then you can go and look up the word itself. And it's so cool when you look up that word life. It's in Proverbs 18:21. I'm really good on scripture, but I'm not that good on addresses. But that's the one that I wanted to talk about today. But it's an incredible, Proverbs 18:21. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And when I was looking in the Strong's Concordance, it's really cool how a life actually is a word. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but I'll try to play it for you really quick. But on the Blue Letter Bible, you can push a button and the button pronounces the word for you. So I'm going to push the button real quick and just see if you can hear it through my microphone. Here we go.
Strong's H24:16. Chai. Chai.
And that is that word life in that scripture. The tongue has the power of life and death. And so whenever I was looking at it, it says outline of biblical usage. It means living or alive. And there's all these different meanings. Number one, green of vegetation. Number two, flowing fresh of water. Number three, lively, active of man. And number four, this is the one that blew me away, reviving of the springtime. And guys, if you think about it, God says that you're going to eat some fruit from the things in your life, from the things that you say, right? So why not choose to speak the word of God over your life? Like on those days when you're tired, you could say something like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And on the days when you're afraid, you could say, God says for me to be strong and courageous, for the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. And then just like today's tip and what it said is a prayer for our words. Lord, please help me to learn to talk to my husband and children in a way that draws them closer to me. Help me to speak life to my family today. So an example for your husband is if your husband takes you to church on Sunday, you could just say in front of the children, guys, your dad takes us to church on Sunday, and I'm so thankful. Or if your husband isn't a believer yet, right? And you could just find something good that he does. Does he provide for you? You could say in front of the children, guys, your dad is a wonderful provider. Or your dad loves you so much. He's such a great dad. Or if your husband is playing with the children, or if he's doing something right? I think it's important that we catch the people in our lives doing things that are good more than we ever catch them doing things that are bad and being critical, because people will rise to what's expected of them. And so for your husband, you know, maybe he's going through a hard time and he's been grouchy, but maybe he's choosing to have faith on this day. And you could just say, you know what? I'm so proud of you. You're so strong. And I know you're going to get through this. Or if you have a child who's been getting in trouble a lot, you know, the Bible says in Romans 4:17 that God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were. And what that scripture means is that God called Abraham, which means the father of many nations, before he even had a child, before he had Isaac. And it's talking about the fact that God calls those things into being in our lives before they were. And so if you have a child who has been struggling with lying, but you catch them being truthful one time, you could say to that child, you are a truth teller. I am so proud of you. I love how you speak the truth. You know, or if your child has been the other day I had my grandchildren, and my one grandchild was really, it was surprising. She was yelling at her sister, and I could have gotten really upset. But what I did was I held her and I said, are you okay, honey? I said, you're usually so patient with your sister. You're such a patient sister. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay? And then she would just kind of let me hold her for a minute. And then I prayed for her, and I just prayed a blessing over her. And I prayed for her to feel encouraged. And do you know what? I did not have a single problem with her the rest of the day. She was so sweet to her sister. And I think that, you know what, when we respond to what someone is doing with words of life instead of harshness, just like God does, right? What does the Bible also say? God's kindness leads us to repentance, and his kindness is what draws us. And so if your children are messing up, or they're doing things they shouldn't, or they're acting up, you know, holding them, hugging them, telling them you love them, or saying, are you okay? You're not normally, or you could say something like, you're normally very patient with your sister, or something like that. And it really does make a difference, because how much, oh my goodness, you guys, how much do we need grace when we are messing up? And if someone just looks at us and says, are you okay? You seem like you're having a hard time, and just gives you words of life. Doesn't that make you feel really happy and like you can actually do it, right? We can keep going because someone noticed that, you know, I needed encouragement, or if someone notices that you're a good mom, if your mother-in-law or your mom says to you, you're doing such a great job, I'm so proud of you. Doesn't that make you feel good? Because inside you might have been struggling because you yelled at your child earlier that day. But when someone says to you, you're such a great mom, you're doing a great job, doesn't that make you want to keep going? And that's what we need to do for each other. And that's what happens when we speak life. And so pray this prayer today from today's devotion, and just know that we are praying for you and we love you. I love you. God loves you most of all. But I'm going to pray one more prayer. Lord, thank you for my friend here watching this video, or listening to the podcast rather. And Lord, I pray that you would teach her how to speak life. And Lord, if she's struggling, if she has no one in her life that is speaking life over her, I pray that you would speak life over her, that when she reads the Bible, that she would hear how much you love her, that she would feel your presence around her. And Lord, that you would help her to be kind to her children and to use her words to speak life, and her husband if she's married, and over herself. Lord, that she would be so careful what words that she says over herself, and that she would speak life over herself and speak life over her body and over her looks and over whatever it is. Lord, that she would look in the mirror and she would just say, I speak life over my body. I speak life over my smile, or over for my, you know, whatever it is that she wants to say. Thank you, God, that for my hair, I like my hair. Thank you, God, for my eyes. I like my eyes. They're really pretty. And just speaking life over herself instead of noticing the things about her. Maybe her hips are too big. She feels like they're too big, or she's weighing too much, or she's too thin, or whatever it is, Lord. I pray that she would learn to speak life over herself and speak life that she is doing a great job with her children, and not to listen to the voice of the accuser condemning her and saying things that are mean, and that she would not listen to that voice, but she would listen to your voice that is saying, keep going. I love you. You're doing a great job. And she would speak that over herself. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Have a wonderful day, and share this with any of your friends who might need encouragement today. Bye-bye.